Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. My website is crosstheborder.org. Go over there, take advantage of the resources, listen to those Bible studies. They're all free there for you to listen to on demand anytime you want. You'll find the last 5 days broadcast there, archived within 30 minutes after the program. They're uploaded there, so you can listen to them immediately anytime you want, on demand. We're in chapter 25 of Jeremiah. Jeremiah gives us the 70 years that is referred to in the book of Daniel. And it shall come to pass in Jeremiah chapter 25 and verse 12, when the 70 years are accomplished, I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, saith Yahuwah, for their iniquity, and the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it perpetual desolations. Whew. Boy, talk about the word of the Lord. I mean, you know, the word of Yahuwah, does it stand? Perpetual desolations. Yes, it's being desolated even today. And I will bring upon that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, even all that is written in this book which Jeremiah hath prophesied against all the nations. For many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of them also. And I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the works of their own hands. For thus saith Yahuwah, God of Israel, unto me, take the wine cup of the fury at my hand, and cause all nations to whom I send thee to drink it. And they shall drink, and be moved, and be mad, because of the sword that I will send among them. Then I took the cup at the Lord's hand, and made all the nations to drink unto whom Yahuwah had sent me, to wit, Jerusalem, and the cities of Judah, and the kings thereof, and the princes thereof, to make them a desolation, an astonishment, a hissing, and a curse, as it is this day. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants, and his princes, and all his people, and all the mingled people, and all the kings of the land of Uz, and all of the kings of the land of the Philistines, and Ashkelon, and Azah, and Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, and Moab, and the children of Ammon, and the kings of Tyrus, and the kings of Zidon, the kings of the isles which are beyond the sea, Dedan, Tirnah, and Buz, and all that are in the utmost corners, and all the kings of Arabia, all the kings of the mingled people that dwell in the desert, and all the kings of Zimri, and all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of the Medes, and all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another, and all the kingdoms of the world, which are upon the face of the earth, and the king of Shishak shall drink after them. Therefore shalt thou say unto them, thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, the God of Israel, drink ye and be drunken, and spew and fall and rise no more, because of the sword which I will send among you. And it shall be, if they refuse to take the cup at thy hand to drink, then shall thou say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, you shall certainly drink. For lo, I begin to bring evil on the city which is called by my name, and should you be utterly unpunished? Ye shall not be unpunished, for I will call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth, saith Yahuwah of hosts. You see why Jeremiah was called a prophet to the nations. He continues, therefore prophesy thou against them all these words, and say unto them, the Lord shall roar from on high, and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He shall mightily roar upon his habitation, and shall give a shout, as they that reed the grapes, against all the inhabitants of the earth. A noise shall come even to the ends of the earth, for Yahuwah hath a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, saith Yahuwah. Thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coasts of the earth. And the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, neither gathered nor buried. They shall be dung upon the ground. Howl, ye shepherds, and cry, and wallow yourselves in the ashes, ye principal of the flock, for the days of your slaughter and of your dispersions are accomplished, and you shall fall like a pleasant vessel. And the shepherd shall have no way to flee, nor the principal of the flock to escape. The voice of the cry of the shepherds and a howling of the principal of the flock shall be heard, for the Lord has spoiled their pasture, and the peaceable habitations are cut down because of the fierce anger of Yahuwah. He hath forsaken his covert as the lion, for their land is desolate because of the fierceness of the oppressor and because of his fierce anger. And this is a warning to all the nations, and I believe that includes America today. I don't see any exclusion here for any nation. It says to the utmost corners of the earth, and no, that doesn't mean that the earth is square or flat. All of you atheists out there who have a problem with language, it's the same thing if you say the four corners of the earth. It's the same thing as saying the four quarters of the earth, because the Bible does declare that the earth is round. And only a fool, am I calling you atheist fools? Well, I guess I am, aren't I? Because only a fool would think that the ancients actually believed that the earth was flat. People are not as stupid as you think they are. Perhaps you needed a book to tell you that the earth wasn't flat, but most people could just look into the sky and perceive that the earth is round because all of the other planets are round. Now, people are not as stupid as you make them out to be. And the only reason you make them out to be so stupid is because you think you're so wise and intelligent. Certainly, everyone else must be a fool. Well, you tell me, when I put it that way, who is really the fool? An idiot can look into the sky and perceive that the earth is not flat, and boats aren't going to fall over the edge if they go too far. Yes, I concede, there are a lot of idiots. There are a lot of people who would believe that, regardless of the overwhelming evidence that confronts them every day and night that they open their eyes and look up. Jeremiah chapter 26 and verse 1. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, came the word from Yahuwah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, stand in the court of the temple, and speak thus unto all the cities of Judah, which come to worship in his house. All the words that I command thee, speak unto them, diminish not a word. If so be, they will hearken, and turn every man from his evil way, that I may repent me of the evil which I purpose to do unto them, because of the evil of their doings. And thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith Yahuwah, If you will not hearken unto me, to walk in my law, which I have set before you, to hearken to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I have sent unto you, both rising up early and sending them, but you have not hearkened. Let me ask you, will America hearken? Will they walk in his law, which he has set before them? Yeah, he has set his law before America. It's embodied in the, Yahshua. He summed it up in a phrase, love God and love your neighbor as yourself. That profound statement in the Declaration of Independence, all men are created equal. Isn't that the same thing as love your neighbor as yourself? And the reason that we love God first is because he teaches us how to love our neighbors ourselves. We do it in a way that pleases him. He gave us his law to teach us how to love God, to love him, and to love our neighbors ourselves. The law, his law, is before us. He said it to Judah through the prophet Jeremiah, if you will not hearken to me, to walk in my law which I have set before you, to hearken to the words of my servants the prophets, whom I said unto you, both rising up early and sending them, but you have not hearkened. Then I will make this house like Shiloh, and I will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. So the priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of Yahuwah. Now it came to pass when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak unto the people, that the priests and the prophets and all the people took him, saying, you shall surely die. Why hast thou prophesied in the name of Yahuwah, saying, this house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without an inhabitant? And all the people were gathered against Jeremiah in the house of Yahuwah, in the temple. And the princes of Judah heard these things, and they came up from the king's house unto the house of Yahuwah, and sat down in the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house. Then spoke the priests and the prophets unto the princes and all the people, saying, this man is worthy to die, for he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your ears. Ah, Jeremiah, bold as a lion. Then spoke Jeremiah unto all the princes and to all the people, saying, Yahuwah sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city all the words that you have heard. Therefore now amend your ways and your doings and obey the voice of Yahuwah your God, and Yahuwah will repent him of the evil that he has pronounced against you. He said, yes, I prophesied against this house, and it's from your Creator. It is from the God of Israel. Repent of your evil, and he will repent to do that evil to you. And then he says, as for me, behold, I am in your hand. Do with me as seemeth good and meet unto you. But know you for certain that if you put me to death, you shall surely bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and upon the inhabitants thereof. For of a truth, Yahuwah has sent me unto you to speak all these words in your ears. Then said the princes and all the people unto the priests and the prophets, this man is not worthy to die, for he has spoken to us in the name of Yahuwah our God. Then rose up certain of the elders of the land and spoke to all the assembly of the people, saying, Micah, the Morasthite, prophesied in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and spoke to all the people of Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, Zion shall be plowed like a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountains of the houses as the high places of a forest. Did Hezekiah, king of Judah, and all Judah not put him to death? Did he not fear Yahuwah, which besought Yahuwah, and the Lord repented him of the evil which he had pronounced against them? Thus might we procure great evil against our own souls. They're saying, hey, you know, there's something familiar about this. Hasn't this happened before? And look, when it happened last time, we repented. And if we kill this man, aren't we going to procure great evil against our souls? And there was also a man that prophesied. Yeah, you can imagine the scene in the temple. They're debating this. They've got Jeremiah. He's not going anywhere. He's saying, you can kill me, but look out if you do, because you'll have innocent blood on your hands. I'm just preaching the word of the Heavenly Father. He's put it in my mouth, and I have no choice but to speak it. It's like a burning fire within me. So they're having these discussions. And then there was also a man that prophesied in the name of the Lord, Uriah, the son of Shemaiah, and of Kirjath-Jearimon, who prophesied against the city and against the land according to all the words of Jeremiah. And when Jehoiakim the king with all his mighty men and all his princes heard his words, the king sought to put him to death. But when Uriah heard it, he was afraid and fled and went into Egypt. Looks like Jeremiah wasn't alone. He's just the one that didn't run, for one thing. There were a few times that he hid himself. And also he had a scribe, and he had the whole thing recorded for us as commanded by the Heavenly Father, because really it was the Heavenly Father that caused the words of Jeremiah to be written. Thus we have the book of Jeremiah from that day into this, because we know that Daniel had it, you know, more than 70 years later, because this is before the captivity, and 70 years after the captivity, or into the captivity, or at the very end of it, we have the record of Daniel reading these words and realizing that the time was at hand for the prophecy to be fulfilled, when they would be called the people whom Yahuwah hath brought out of the land of the north and from all of the nations wherein he scattered them. So they sought Uriah, and he was afraid and fled. So we had another prophet prophesying the same things. And Jehoiakim, king, sent men into Egypt, namely Elnathan, the son of Achbor, and certain men with him into Egypt. And they fetched forth Uriah out of Egypt and brought him to Jehoiakim, the king, who slew him with the sword and cast his dead body into the graves of the common people. Nevertheless, the hand of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, was with Jeremiah, that they should not give him to the hand of the people to put him to death. So one prophet was dead at the same time, the Jeremiah, preaching the same word that Jeremiah approached. Though he fled, the king sent men after him. They brought him back and slew him. And they sought to slay. They sought to slay Jeremiah, but the hand of the Heavenly Father was protecting him. In chapter 27 and verse 1 of the book of Jeremiah, it reads, "In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, the king of Judah, came this word unto Jeremiah from Yahuwah, saying, Thus saith Yahuwah to me, Make thee bonds and yokes, and put them upon thy neck." So, you know, they used yoke on oxen to grind the corn or the wheat or whatever grain they were grinding, and do various tasks to turn the wheel. So he had a yoke, and it made it and put it upon himself, like stocks upon his neck, and he put them on his neck, and sent them to the king of Edom, and to the king of Moab, and to the king of the Ammonites, and to the king of Tyrus, and to the king of Zidon, by the hand of the messengers which come to Jerusalem, unto Zedekiah the king of Judah, and command them to say to their masters, Thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, the God of Israel, thus shall you say to your masters, I have made the earth, the man and the beast that are upon the ground, by my great power and my outstretched hand, and had given it to whomever, to whom it seemed meet unto me. And now I have given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. And here we see again why Jeremiah is called the prophet to the nations, because this prophecy, the prophecy of the yoke upon the neck, is being sent out by servants to all the masters of all of those different kingdoms in all of the lands. And the word is, I have given all the lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant. And that's chapter 27 and verse 6. And the beasts of the field have I given him also to serve him. And all nations shall serve him and his son and his son's son until the very time of his land come. And then many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of him. And it shall come to pass that the nation and kingdom which shall not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation will I punish, saith Yahuwah, with the sword, and with the famine, and with the pestilence, until I have consumed them by his hand. Ah, yes, all of the nations are learning about Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu, the prophet, because now he is prophesying to all of the nations that Nebuchadnezzar is the chosen vessel, is the sword of Yahuwah to punish all of these nations for their iniquities, and their only hope was to surrender, and that they would be servants unto the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar. He continues, verse 9, and that's where we're going to continue next time on Cross the Border. I'm Nicholas. Visit my website. If you want to re-listen to this program, if you want to catch up, there you can hear the last 5 days' programs of this Jeremiah study. Do take advantage of the other studies that are there on my website. And of course, I would like to hear from you. So find that email link and paste that email address into your Yahoo account or whatever you use, and put on the subject line, Cross the Border or Nicholas, so I'll know what it is.